alighting higher quote of $48,000 for a plot that prices at $32,000 on the rate card. That's a $16,000 gap. After this module, you'll be able to read the plot, run the math in under 2 minutes, and ask the one question that closes that gap. Modules 1 and 2 gave you the language to talk about lighting and sound. This module takes the step up. You're reading the design document itself, so you're not relying on the contractor to tell you what's on it. A lighting plot is a top-down architectural drawing of the venue, with every fixture marked in its position. It looks intimidating, but it's built from the same five elements every time. Learn those five elements, and you stop seeing a designer's artwork and start seeing a shopping list with positions attached. First element is the venue floor plan. Top-down view at 1 to 50 scale. Shows the stage, the audience, the FOH bar position, the fly bars. Second is fixture symbols. Each fixture type has its own shape. A source 4 has a long rectangle with a tail. An LED par is a circle with a crosshair. A moving head is a circle with a triangle. Always check the legend in the bottom right corner of the drawing because different designers use slightly different symbols. Third is channel numbers. There's a small number next to each fixture. That's the console channel that controls it. Reading the channel pattern tells you a lot about the design. 24 fixtures on channels 1 through 24 with no breaks means a one fixture per channel design. 84 fixtures on channels 1 through 200 with gaps means a moving light show where channels are reserved for fixture parameters. Fourth is gel codes. Small letter plus number combo. L201 is Li201. Full CT blue. L181 is Li181 Congo blue. NC means no color, open white. The gel choices tell you about the LD's intention. Fifth is the channel hookup or bill of materials. It's a sidebar table on the right side. Lists every fixture with its channel, address, type, position, unit number, focus, and gel. This is the shopping list. Count it, sum the types, and you've got the quotes bill of materials right in front of you. You don't read a plot the way the LD drew it. You read it for the four things that decide cost. Run these same four steps on every plot you're handed, in order, and you'll reach a defensible judgment in a couple of minutes. Step 1. Count fixtures by type. Walk down the bill of materials and tally them up. Something like 32 source 4 LED, 8 moving head, 12 LED wash, 4 CIC light, 2 follow spot, total of 58 fixtures. Step 2. Cross-reference against venue size. For a 280-seat school theatre, 30 to 45 fixtures is typical. 50 to 65 is generous. 70 plus is high. So 58 is on the high end. Defensible if the design genuinely needs it. Worth a conversation if you're trying to keep rig hire under $15,000. Step 3. Note the moving light count. Movers cost 3 to 5 times what conventionals cost, so that's the line to understand. But don't reflexively cut it. In 2026, the expectation is a decent-looking show, and 8 to 12 movers is reasonable for a school musical when they're used well. They earn their keep doing the work of many conventionals across scenes. So 8 movers in a 58-fixture rig is about right. Where you push back is when the count runs well beyond that for the room, or when the movers are touring grade kit, robe point class, where a school-grade mover would do the same job. That's where the saving is, not in the count itself. Step 4. Spot the CIC light cost. 4 CIC lights is normal for a single psych, but 4 top psych plus 4 bottom psych plus 2 ground row, that's 10 CIC fixtures. That's a heavy CIC wash design. The ground row point is worth raising, but not as an automatic cut. If a strong bottom-lit CYC is a specific look the production wants, then it's a conversation, not a cut. So ask the question rather than assume. Is the full top, bottom and ground row coverage a deliberate look here, or could 6 fixtures deliver what we need? Right, so here are the 2026 Australian hire rates. A Source 4 LED is $45 to $55 per day. A Source 4 conventional is $35 to $45. An ETC color source par is $35 to $45. A Chauvet or ADJ LED moving head is $95 to $130. A Robe Point or DTS Alchemy is $180 to $260. That's touring grade and honestly overspec for most schools. A Mac or a moving wash is $150 to $210, which is mid-grade and common for school musicals. Psych lights are $80 to $110. A follow spot is $220 to $320 plus operator. A Yamaha QL1, SQ6 or X32 console is $200 to $350. An ETC Ion Hog 4 or Grand MA Pro Grade console is $700 to $1,200. A DMX cable run plus signal split is $80 to $120. And an EWP scissor lift at 8 meters is $380 to $480. So let's work through the pricing on that 58 fixture plot over an 8-day production cycle. 32 source 4 LED at $50 times 8 days is $12,800. 8 Mac Aura movers at $180 times 8 days is $11,520. Or, if you substitute 8 Chauvet ADJ movers at $110 times 8 days, that comes to $7,040. A saving of $4,480 just from that one swap. 12 Color Source PAR at $40 times 8 days is $3,840. 4 CIC lights at 90 times 8 is $2,880. 2 follow spots at 280 times 4 show days is $2,240. A QL1 console at 300 times 8 is $2,400. DMX cable and signal split at 100 times 8 is $800. And the EWP at 430 times 2 days is $860. Total at mid-market with school-grade movers, $32,860. If a quote significantly exceeds that for the same plot, you have ammunition. If it's significantly below, ask what's being substituted out. And here's the 30-second test you can run right after reading any quote. You just say, "The rate card puts this plot at around $30,000 to $35,000. Your quote is $48,000. What's the difference?" That question alone shifts the conversation. It goes from trusting the contractor's number to asking them to explain the gap. That's a much better place to be. The rate card catches a quote that's priced too high for the plot. But sometimes the plot itself is the problem, over-engineered at the design stage, so even a fairly priced quote comes out expensive. There are 6 common patterns to watch for on the drawing. And for each one, there's a single question that opens the conversation about trimming it. One is every fixture on its own channel, one-to-one mapping. That means an expensive console plus a lot more cabling. The question to ask, could we group fixtures by function on shared channels? Two is touring grade movers, or a mover count well beyond about 12. And let me be clear here because it's changed. 8 to 12 movers is reasonable in 2026. The cost trap isn't the count, it's touring grade kit, where a school-grade mover would do the job, or a count the room just can't justify. Ask, could we run school-grade movers, Chauvet or ADJ class, instead of touring kit, and is the count right for a 280-seat room? 3 is a long list of specific gel codes from multiple manufacturers. That's extra gel stock cost plus complexity in the prep. Ask, could we standardize to a school-friendly palette of 8 to 10 codes from one stock pack? 4 is a FOH bar, at an unusual height that needs scaffold rather than an EWP. That adds rigging access cost on top of everything else. Ask, can the FOH bar fly to standard trim? 5 is a 24-channel dimmer rack for an 8-fixture show. That's overspec on power infrastructure. Ask, could a 12-channel rack suffice? Or are we LED only and don't need dimmers at all? 6 is CIC lights plus side-lit CIC plus back CIC all running at full intensity. That's triple coverage, and it might be unnecessary. But again, it might be a deliberate look, so don't assume. Ask, is the full coverage a look the production actually wants here, or can we get there with top plus bottom only? One move to carry into your next plot review. Count the fixtures, price them on the rate card, then put the gap to the LD as a single question. You don't have to know lighting design to ask it. It just reframes the whole conversation from trusting the number to explaining it. And let me be straight with you about the tools, because I won't pretend otherwise. The suite is not a lighting plot drafting tool. The real plot gets drawn in Vectorworks Spotlight, LightRight, or ETC EOS Augment 3D. And that's the ILD's job, not yours. What the suite does is hold you to the numbers once the plot exists. Easy Scheduler tracks the focus and strike hours against the quote, so when the quote says 4 hours of focus, you can see whether 4 hours is what it actually took. And Easy Risk's hazard library carries the rigging and working at height hazards for hanging that rig, so read the plot here and verify the spend and the safety there. Open exercise 1B4.1 and read the annotated sample plot using the four-step plot read. Then do exercise 4.2, which is pricing the plot against the quote using the rate card. Identify the gap. Save both to your portfolio. Next module is the final Tier 1B module, reading a sound spec. How to read a sound system design document, count inputs and outputs and monitors, identify speaker types, and reconcile against the higher quote.